There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
That's right. In the immortal words of Anthony Davis, folks, I'm back! And my mic is falling off.
It wouldn't be the first time.
All right. It is the Odd Couple right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here over the next 3 hours, and you will not, I repeat, not be disappointed. There's plenty going on in the world of sports, and we're going to have fun with it. What's up, Rob? How are you, brother?
I am doing great. How was your venture, your trip? To see mom and dad, I saw the video. Your mom swings a good golf club. I was impressed.
I mean, for real, right?
Seriously, I'm dead serious.
I told my dad. Yeah, so my mom, my dad, and my brother and his wife, we all went golfing at Topgolf, which is fun. If you're not a real golfer, I think it's more fun than real golf.
And you know, cheaper too, right? So that worked for Chris.
Cheaper. Food, drink, all that. So anyway, my mom's actually hitting it better than my dad. And I finally turned to my dad and I say, now I know why y'all stopped golfing. Because mommy's better than you. And it's true, because my father's real competitive. He ain't trying to go out there and get beat by my mom. So I witnessed that. But it was fun, man. We had a great time, great trip. Good to see them.
The folks. I know, man.
I hadn't seen them since August of 2020.
And that's brutal. That's brutal, seriously. And as we get older, you just always have, you know, like, you just want to spend time with people you love. You just don't Chris. And I'm, you know what I mean? You really don't.
No, you're right.
And
when
your parents
are getting
older,
56, yes, you don't know.
You really don't know. I'm 57 now, and I don't know. Every day, I don't know.
No, you got at least 40 years left, man.
I got four years.
Oh,
wow.
40. You got at least 40.
Our old buddy, I had lunch with one of our old buddies from Fox, Jason Stewart, Jay Stu, today. Chris.
Oh,
he
wow.
says hello.
Man, tell him I say hello.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen him in a while. How's he doing?
Ribs with no sauce. He's doing good. So,
NABJ young girl attraction diet? Is that... NABJ recent college graduate diet. That's what it's called. Yes.
Wow.
You know,
there's no convention this year, but I'm still doing it anyway. Right.
Virtually. Yes. All right. Hey, we got a great show for you. We're gonna start it off with Russell Westbrook. And so, Rob, at the bottom of this hour, unless we had Russell Westbrook himself, and I don't even know if that would be a better guess, because you know who knows what he'll say. We got Oscar Robertson. At the bottom of the hour, the Hall
big
of Fame guard.
Wow.
Yes, the big O, one of the greatest ever.
And I always feel like a little link to him. Not that I have anything. I think I was around him one time in Cincinnati, Chris, but because I worked there, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of like a link. Like when you think of great athletes in Cincinnati, he's it. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And I have a few links to him. One, I lived in Indianapolis, where he's from.
Right.
And I remember Chris Bosadics High School, and I lived in Cincinnati, met him. My cousin used to babysit for him, so met him. So there's a link there. But anyway, he's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Let's introduce the iCouple crew and get it popping. Rob G, super producer, is running things on the ones and the twos on this Trash Talking Tuesday. DJ Alex Tyshirt, and on the updates, that's right, the loquacious one, Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get this thing going. Russell Westbrook, as everyone knows by now, last night broke a record. And we're not even going to sit here and act like it's one of the most prestigious records in NBA history, right? But still, it is a record, Rob, that I think it's fair to say nobody in our lifetimes, Rob, in our lifetimes that we've been following and covering basketball, don't you think it's fair to say people thought that record would never be broken?
Yeah, it was a record that was never talked about because 40 years had passed before anybody had. You know what I mean? So, Chris, it was one of those where there was never even a conversation. I've been covering the league since 1987. I don't remember anybody remotely, Chris, saying, hey, he's close to averaging a triple-double. Right. Not even once. Am I wrong? Absolute. Do you remember that? I don't remember that ever.
No, I mean, not even Magic, who, you know, would get close with maybe 8 rebounds. Obviously, he could have the points and assists. But, yeah, no, you're right. LeBron never got that close. You know, LeBron would average 7 assists, 7-8 rebounds. So, yeah, you're right. And the talk was, could somebody do it? And Russell Westbrook, of course, 5 years ago, went ahead and became, you know, the first player since Oscar Robertson to average a triple-double for a season, was rewarded with the MVP for it.
Some people tried to poo-poo that. I did not. I thought that was especially because the winning. They used to win big time at a higher rate when he got triple-doubles. It wasn't just a stat padding kind of thing at the end. They were winning games.
Rob, of his 182 triple-doubles, they've won 75% of those games.
That's what I'm saying.
That's incredible.
That's an incredible number, and it says a lot. It says that his numbers are meaningful.
So he broke last night Oscar Robertson's record of 181 triple-doubles in a career. Now Westbrook has 182. This will be his fourth season. It's already official. He could go scoreless, assistless, and reboundless for the rest of the season and still average a triple-double. It'll be his fourth year. He's the only player ever to average a triple-double for multiple seasons. And, Rob, he did it in fewer games than the Big O. So this is an incredible benchmark that he's hit, and props to him. He got flowers from everybody in the NBA, and I think it's well-deserved. So I give him credit. You're not incredibly impressed. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, but I'm not. It's not that. It's because I'm not ripping him. I've already given him his flowers. I was one of his biggest proponents, you know, for the MVP that year, Chris, when some people were trying to poo-poo it. But I just think the record, nobody knew what the record was. Like that's the part that I think makes it different. If we knew, and I'm not trying to equate this to the all-time home run record, Chris, that Babe Ruth had, but we knew that number. It was 714, right? When Hank Aaron broke that record and hit his 715th, the world stopped. It was like, oh, my God. Like, Babe Ruth was always the home run king, and Hank Aaron broke this record. Nobody knew what the record was. And that's not – that's just because it was out of our minds. Only one guy was doing the triple-double, so it's just different. It's not like all these guys came close and failed because they couldn't do it. I don't
like
know how many
400
people...
400 or something.
Right. You know what I mean? Like there's nothing like that gives us to where I stood up last night and I said, wow, I can't believe he did that. Like, I didn't get that. And that's not to diminish. I'm not trying to hate on him. I'm not. And anybody who thinks I am, go listen to when he won the MVP, Chris. I was as big of a supporter as anybody.
No, I
just
hear
didn't
you.
Think it registered as big as maybe some people made it out to be.
There's only a few. What's bigger to me is him averaging a triple-double for four seasons. That's what's bigger to me. And yeah, this is impressive. But to your point, it's not one of those records that's talked about a lot. And so it's just not quite as – I agree that the individual moment wasn't as big. But he is now Mr. Triple-Double. And I think, Rob, this is huge for his legacy. I think a few things, and I want to get your opinion on these thoughts. One, he's now Mr. Triple-Double, and that will be his legacy.
No, for that's Oscar, it. Absolutely.
Right? Oscar Robertson won a championship with Lou Alcindor, now Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But what over the last 40 years, Rob, whenever people think about Oscar Robertson, what do they think? He averaged a triple-double for a full season. Like that, it wasn't, he won a championship with Kareem. And so unless Westbrook somehow, which I don't think will happen, builds a dynasty, right? Unless he wins two in a row or two in 3 years or three in 4 years, something like that, his legacy will be the triple-double. And so that's fine. I don't think he'll win another ring. We'll see. He might. But I don't think he'll lead a team to a ring. And that leads me to this point, Rob. I think it is now arguable, very arguable, that he is the best player ever to never win a ring. Now, we'll see. Again, he may win one. But right now, I think it's arguable. Now, I think James Harden's better. There are those that think probably Karl Malone was better. Maybe Charles Barkley.
I was going to say, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone would be higher on my list, even higher than James Harden at this point, Chris. And depending on what happens this year, obviously.
Yeah, he's probably going to win one, I think.
He's going to win probably, next year. But Karl Malone, the second all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA. What didn't he do? I mean, I don't... What he just didn't win, but he didn't. He did everything. I don't. He was a great player. Charles Barkley was a great player. Russell Westbrook. I don't know. I don't know if I could put him in that conversation as the greatest player who never won a ring.
I still would pick
Barkley or Malone over him.
I think I might go with Harden. Karl Malone certainly arguable. But here's what I'd say. Those guys, obviously, none of them have won rings, okay? So we're not really talking about winning. I mean, we can talk about getting to the finals, but they've all gotten to the finals, except even Harden got to the finals with OKC. But they've all gotten to the finals. And all I'm saying is this. I subjectively like Harden better. You like, I think, Malone better. Someone else may like Barkley or Stockton better. Steve Nash, whatever. The one objective thing you can look at are the stats. And the thing you can say about Westbrook that you can't say about the others is he did something that no one else in the history of basketball has. And I'm just saying that could sway some people. And Rob, you know this, Rob, as time goes on, unless, you know, other players start averaging a triple-double for a season, as time goes on, the details will get blurry. You know, so it won't be people, especially the younger generations, they won't focus on, oh, you know, at the end of games, he played the last 2 minutes like it was the middle of the second quarter. He didn't really play time and score. You know, he shot a lot of threes even though he wasn't a good shooter. And, you know, all people will remember is, my goodness, this dude at 6'3 averaged a triple-double for 4 years.
Right.
And so that's when I think it could be a drumbeat where people say, you know what? He was the – and he has won at a significant level. He's been to the finals, been to 4 conference finals. You know, he's won more playoff series than Chris Paul. And Chris Paul's played 15 years. Westbrook's played 12. He's won as many as Steve Nash, and Nash hasn't been to the finals. You know, so he's won – he hasn't been, like, on scrub teams, you know, where they don't even make the playoffs and blah, blah, blah. So I think there's that. And then, Rob, I'm going to leave you with this last thing. And I want your opinion on this before we go to the listeners. I believe, Rob, you can no longer tell the story of basketball without talking about Russell Westbrook. And I don't know that there's another player that never won a ring, you know, depending on how short the story is, that you can say that about. Like, you got to get Westbrook in there now.
No, he makes the final edition of the
right.
NBA book. There's no way you can write around him. Prior to this, it was the Big O. The Big O would always be in the book.
Who has a ring, too.
Exactly. So, yeah. But he would be in the book, right. But I'm saying, yes, there's no way he could be left out no matter what his accomplishments. And it does separate him. But I think you're right. As time goes on, if other guys start doing triple-doubles, it will change the way we look at it, and it won't be considered the same because of the gap between the Big O and him doing it for the first time. That's what was incredible, was that I don't know the exact years, Chris. Was it 30 or 40 years gap between when the Big O did it?
And, yeah, it was about 40, roughly. Yeah,
roughly. I mean, that's something that's incredible. That hadn't been done for 40 years. It's kind of like when we talk about Ohtani. There hasn't been a guy who pitched and hit in the big league since Babe Ruth in the 20s, right? That's what puts him on a different plateau from anybody else.
And if it became commonplace, it wouldn't make
it wouldn't be the same.
Big of a deal, right? Absolutely. So if Luka and Jokic look like the guys that might have a shot at doing it, if one of them or both of them does it for a few seasons, then, it's not going to be as big of a deal. But if nobody else does it for the next 30, 40 years, I think Russell Westbrook's legacy will just continue to grow and grow and grow. And he may be viewed in 20 years as an even better player than he's viewed as right now. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Is Russell Westbrook now the best player in NBA history never to win a ring? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. The Big O is 8 minutes away, but first, we got you on the lines, 877-99 on Fox. All right, is Russell Westbrook now the triple-double king? Is he now also the greatest player never to win a championship in NBA history? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Michael in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
What's up, fellas? How are we?
Doing great.
How are you?
Good. Hey, so I'm a big Westbrook fan. I'm going to put it out there because he's got that dog in him, right? He's going to play hard
Absolutely.
All the time, just like Dennis Rodman did. just like Jordan did on both ends of the court. He was the best player on offense, best player on defense. I think Westbrook is second only to Patrick Ewing. You guys didn't mention Patrick Ewing.
Yep, that's another one. Not. That's a fair one.
That is fair. We always leave Patrick out, and you're 100% right. I covered Patrick Ewing. That dude played as hard as anybody, and he was a great outside shooter for
him. He was a great player. Yeah, he was a legitimately great player, no doubt.
Yeah, his issue was he played in the Jordan era, and that just hurt him, you know. But Westbrook, guys, come on. Like, if somebody else could be averaging triple-doubles right now, they'd be doing it. The reason they ain't doing it is they're not good enough.
Like, well, I don't want to hear about somebody could do it if they tried, wanted to. No, you do it.
Right.
You do
it. I agree
it.
With you guys. One more thing, guys. The NBA, as both of you know, is now it's kind of plateaued where it's flatlined, where it's all three-point shooting. It's all longer rebounds, which is why Westbrook couldn't do this in the 80s. Let's be honest. He's not going to be inside jumping with all the big men getting 10 rebounds a game. But he will out-hustle everybody to the ball, and that goes to what kind of person he is. And like I said, I'm a big fan. Thank you, fellas.
Yep. There are a lot more longer rebounds today because of all the jump shooting. And the floor is spread out so guards can get more rebounds. I agree with you on that.
There's no doubt about it, but other guys but can be doing that too.
Right, exactly.
I agree with that, Chris, but that doesn't mean that other guys can't do it.
Absolutely.
Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
So I got this. I think it's disrespectful to Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson was a much better player.
Really? Also, why? Why? Hold on. You got to explain why, because I don't think so. But why do you say that?
Skill perspective. Go ahead. He could beat you up from a
skill perspective. Not any better than Westbrook. He wasn't any better of a defensive player than Westbrook.
But can I ask you one thing? When Russell Westbrook was drafted out of college, what was he known for? He was defensive player of the year in the Pac-12.
Right.
All the talk I hear is, He gives maximum effort all the time. Okay, so if he does that, how come he doesn't play defense?
His defense is, you know how many guys, Iverson didn't play defense either. Now you sitting here talking about Allen Iverson was a great defender? He got steals because he was so quick and all that, but he didn't play defense. Westbrook's defense is as good as Iverson's.
Could Russell Westbrook drag that AI team, the same exact team, to the finals like AI did it?
I believe if he had Larry Brown to build a team around him, perfectly fit for him, I think he could. I really do. And that's not to diss AI. They're both great. But, you know, I hear you. I just want to hear you make that argument.
No, right. If you're going to pick somebody, just make a case. That's
right.
All. There's no right or wrong answer. Right. We talk about it all the time. But you got to make a convincing case. And state your facts and why you came up to that answer, right? That's all we want to hear.
Absolutely.
How'd you get there?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our next guest is one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Yes,
he's an
indeed.
NBA champion and a Hall of Famer. That, of course, he's a Hall of Famer. We welcome in Oscar Robertson. Oscar, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Hey, thank you, guys. Thanks for inviting me.
No, it is great to have you on. And obviously, you know the occasion. Russell Westbrook surpassed your triple-double record yesterday. Did you think that would ever be broken? Because, I mean, Magic couldn't do it. Jason Kidd. Nobody.
LeBron.
Did you think it would? That's a record that would never be broken?
You know, I never thought of it, but Russell Westbrook is a great example of the guy who would break it. Look at the guy. He's athletic. He understands the game of basketball. He's all over the court. He's the guy. I mean the guy is sensational as far as I'm concerned.
As the game, do you recognize the NBA? I mean, I've been covering the league since 1987, and my goodness, has it changed. This NBA, do you like it? Do you like the way they play? Obviously, you know, it's all about threes and dunks, but do you like this NBA?
I like certain teams to play. I mean, naturally the kid out of Golden State way shooting the basketball. But what bothers me more than anything is that they don't seem to adjust their defenses to for the, what's going on with the offense. It's a wide open center. There are no centers per se. There are two or three big guys. But obviously, you know, I mean, there are 6-7 guys playing the post. Very few block shots. You don't have a Will Russell, Nate Thurman, or guys like that inside, or Kareem inside blocking shots. So it's wide open. So it's almost like a okay, give me the ball. If I can dribble around you, I'm going to beat you.
Right. Oscar, tell us, and I don't know how many people know this, but you know, you average a triple double for one full season, but I've done the math. And if you take your first 5 seasons in the NBA together, I think it's like 384 games, you average a triple-double over those 5 seasons.
Well, I think somebody's forgotten about that.
No, we haven't.
We have not. But tell us, because I don't know. I think because Westbrook's done it now 4 seasons, I think people are belittling, to a small degree, the triple-double. Tell us how difficult it is to get a triple-double, you know, in points, rebounds, and assists.
I mean, it's very difficult. And, you know, honestly, when I was doing this, I had no knowledge of what a triple-double was.
Yeah, they didn't keep the stats on it, right, back then.
Yeah, but I think now that they're keeping the stats, and Westbrook, he's getting the rebounds. Man, a guy gets 20 rebounds one night, 17. He's inside carrying those boards down. And you know, when he played for Houston, I know they traded him from Oklahoma to Houston. Man, he was a hero for Houston. Look at the rebounds he got for Houston.
Right.
You know, then what? Then when they don't win, who do they blame? Boom, they blame Westbrook. And now he's in Washington. And, you know, all of a sudden, before the season started, oh, man, you know, what are they going to do? You know, they traded this one kid, I don't know his name now, to Houston. Oh, man, all of a sudden, this John guy is big. You know, the Ashes have got some fire in them now.
Right.
No doubt. Oscar, for a lot of young people listening in on the radio, they have no idea. You know, when you think of Cincinnati, you think about the Cincinnati Reds, the first professional team in this country's history. But Cincinnati had a basketball team, an NBA team, the Royals, which you played for.
Yes.
What was that like? I know it didn't do well in Cincinnati. People didn't show. Give me a little history on because I know you had issues that people didn't come to watch you guys play in Cincinnati.
Well, I think some came to watch us play. The problem with the Cincinnati Royals is like the problem with a lot of cities in inner cities of America. You know, they're money pinchers. You know,
right.
they get in the game. They don't understand. In order to win in sports, you need to spend the money. More so now than they did yesteryear. Maurice Stokes was a player who got there 2 years before I did. It got hurt. That ruined the Royals. I don't know if you know who Maurice Stokes was.
Yeah,
lot of the audience that's listening to this conversation today will not know who he is, but he was a great individual basketball player. And then and the year that Russell came into the league, Maurice Stokes was Rookie of the Year.
Wow. With Bill Russell. That says a lot. There's been a lot of people now putting out their list of, you know, the top 5 point guards of all time. Do you consider yourself a point guard? Or, I mean, you average 30 points a game. So do you consider yourself a point guard or a 2 guard or just a guard?
I'm just a guard.
Yeah, back then, that's how it was, right?
You know, that's the thing today. You know, they got off guards, guys who can't. But the 3-point shot has made a lot of players great players versus yesteryear. If a lot of guys couldn't shoot the 3-point shot, where would they be? But I'm glad they can shoot the 3-point shot because it's really revolutionized the game, and the fans really love it. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, what was it like going to Milwaukee, winning a championship with Kareem? I know. Lou Alcindor, right, at that time. What was that experience like?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. They ran me out of Cincinnati. They said I hadn't done anything in 10 years. And all I did was make the first team All-Pro 10 straight years in a row. And the way I played, whatnot, we didn't have a very good team. All Cincinnati wanted to do was get players from Cincinnati, Ohio State, or Miami, or Dayton, which was about 50 miles from it. And you don't win like that. people do I know this. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. My wife picked Milwaukee.
Is that really? Right? Your wife picked Milwaukee?
Yes,
what is she like, bratwurst and beer? Why'd she pick Milwaukee?
Well, we talked about it. We were talking about Baltimore. There was Phoenix. The Lakers said they didn't want me because they had Jerry West.
So, wow.
Well, that's right. I laughed at it too. So the Knicks, they said they were happy with what they had. I think they had Walt Frazier and Earl Monroe. It might have been Earl Monroe, but anyway, we talked about the teams and whatnot. And I was a Midwesterner, and I didn't mind the cold weather and whatnot. Although I didn't realize how cold Milwaukee got.
Right.
But she looked at the school districts and what it could do education wise for my three daughters, and so she said, listen, Oscar, she said Milwaukee would be a great place. And so I made the deal.
Well, and got that ring. So you and Kareem obviously made a great tandem.
Well, we did. I tell you about the ring. You know, I mean, just because Kareem and I were on the team did not win the ring. I'm going to tell you, we had a great backup, a bunch of basketball players. Lucius Allen was one, had Dick Cunningham, Bob Boozer, and McCoy McLemore. Great players. And they were the staple of our team, coming off the bench and when guys got in foul trouble or something, and making an addition to the team.
Now, when you were in Milwaukee, they also had the ABA, and you had a lot of great players, Dr. J and George Gervin and guys like that in the ABA. How good was the ABA? You know, a lot of people say that's more like today's NBA than the NBA was at that time. Tell us how good was the ABA and what your, like, NBA guys' thoughts were about the league. Did you guys look at it as kind of a semi-pro or minor league, or did you see, oh, these dudes are legit? It's a legitimate league.
They had some great players in the league, of course. There's no doubt about that. But overall, we didn't consider them a league of competition. You know, we played them in two or three exhibition games and beat them every time. So we just felt that they had some players who were cut by a lot of NBA teams and went and played and became stars. But you had some stars in the ABA who had been stars anywhere. There's no doubt about that, the way they played. And then with the advent of the three-point shot, and boy, you know, people started going to the basket, you know, and I guess when Russell left, Wilton left the game, Nate Thurman left the game, who else was a shot blocker in those days? All the shot blockers changed and left. And then what happened, they changed the rules. They changed the rules to a point whereby if you're a center, and I hate to single this guy out, but I can't think of anyone else like Mark Eaton.
Right.
On offense, they would place Mark Eaton out near the center of the court, and they had a rule set. The center had to follow him out there. Isn't that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
Right. They did do that.
Hey, last thing for me, Oscar. What was the best play back in those days, the best city to go play in and the worst city?
I'm going to say the best city was New York.
So playing at the Garden, right?
Yes. And the worst was Philadelphia.
Why was Philadelphia? Because of the fans?
Yes, man. These fans were nasty, man. They called your name. Well, like, and Boston also. They called your names all the time, you know. And sometimes, you know, I never forget, you know, I won't tell you the city I was in. After a game, I was going downstairs and a guy spit on me and Bob Dandridge.
Wow. Wow.
But we took a shower. We got it out of us.
Got it off, right? And keep it moving, right?
Yes, it did. You know, it was different times in those days, you know. I mean, it's not like it is today, you know. I think the game today is what people want to see. And I'm glad you have Russell Westbrook, because now you see he's on television. People want to see him play. They want to see what he's doing. They want to see not Kareem. They want to see Curry. They want
Steph
to see
Curry.
LeBron.
Yep.
They want.
Yep.
You know, it's a star. They want to see stars. You know, if you don't have stars on your team, they don't want to see your team play.
Right. Well, yeah. The NBA marketed stars, individuals, rather than teams.
Well, thank God for the Oscar Robertson rule.
Right.
No doubt.
because can you imagine if you didn't have the rule, guys would be making what? Maybe $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 maybe $400,000 or $500,000. They wouldn't be making $25, $30, or $40 million a year to play basketball.
When you when you see the money totals, and I get it. I mean, you were compensated when you played, and I you got obviously
like
guys.
Did you work in the off season? Did you work in the off season?
Oh, sure, I had to.
Yeah, but I mean,
what'd
they didn't
do?
Make.
I did a job for Pepsi-Cola and some other companies like that in and around Milwaukee and whatnot.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, it was totally different then. It was off of ticket sales, not TV money. So you know what I mean? Like, you had to generate the money in order to pay people those kind of salaries. And now television does it. But when you see these guys, and even some guys, Oscar, who are just not even close to as good as you were, and you see scrubs on the bench making $15 or $18 million, not that you're hating on them, but do you look at that and go, that's unbelievable?
I don't. I'm not jealous of them, but I wish I'd have been able to make some money like that. But you know, I'm so happy because I know that in the future, their families, their kids, will never have to worry about being hungry again.
Right. That's the truth.
I hope that they get with some legitimate financial people, and protect their money.
Amen to that. Last thing for me, Oscar, and from us. What would be your all-time starting five? Two guards, two forwards, and a center.
It's impossible to do that, you know. I mean, with the way things are going today, but you know, I don't know. You know, as a guard, you couldn't replace Jerry West. I don't care what these guys do, and look at Michael Jordan. Look at and the way Curry shoots, and Russell Westbrook with the triple double. And you know, he's not even talked about it for MVP candidate anymore. That's a shame, and that's a disgrace. Here he has a record. He broke a record, and they don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But
you know, Bob Pettit was a great player, and Rick Barry won a championship for Golden State years ago.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of great basketball players, and I think that I like guys I know that I like: Elgin, Russell,
right.
Chamberlain, Bob Pettit, Jerry West. You know, I like those guys.
And you.
Elgin Baylor. those are guys I like. But you know, I mean, and that's who I played against, and those guys are in the Hall of Fame today.
Right. Some of the best to ever do it. All right, that is the great Oscar
Robertson. What an honor. What an absolute honor to have you on our show. We appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Listen, let me say this, and I tell people who watch and listen to the show, Russell Westbrook should win the MVP again.
Wow. All right.
We heard it.
And hey, Oscar, one last thing. I've always felt a connection with you in Cincinnati. You know, I was the first black reporter they ever hired to cover the Cincinnati Reds at the Cincinnati Inquirer. So I always felt a kinship to you being
you know
in
what?
Cincinnati.
You know what? You should get a big medal
in that town, right?
Because let me tell you, I mean, you know, I grew up in Cincinnati. I was the first black to play basketball there, man. Hell, I couldn't even hardly go downtown in Cincinnati when I played there.
Yeah, I believe it.
I know it.
I believe it.
Definitely.
All right, Big O, thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Hey, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right,
sir.
Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We just got off the horn with the great Oscar Robertson, whose record, triple-double record, Russell Westbrook, not LeBron, not Magic, not J. Kidd, Russell Westbrook broke it. And the Big O was very complimentary of Russ, and good interview. Good
it
to
was.
Talk.
It was a lot of. It was good. Absolutely. He's 82 years old, Chris.
Wow, he sounds great.
He sounds great. He's naming
Looks
the players.
Great too.
82 yep. years old. My God, we would be fortunate to be able to do a radio interview talking about today's current players.
You're right about that.
And have it roll right off his that. Tongue the way he did it. My God, God is good
yep.
for real.
Yep, that's a good point. All right, let's turn to baseball, kinda. But the Oakland A's, Rob, as you know, they Major League Baseball has now given the A's their blessing, or its blessing, to start pursuing new cities to relocate to. And at the top of the list, Rob, of course, Las Vegas. And I got to admit, it makes
Las
a
Vegas,
lot of
right.
right. I mean, my goodness, they got
wow.
a football team now. Makes
a
lot of
team?
Sense. Yep, makes a whole lot of sense. And, Rob, you know that Oakland can keep the A's if they build them a new stadium. And you and I
Chris,
both
they
have
need
been to
a
that.
New stadium.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That stadium is a relic.
It's
right
dump.
Next to where the Warriors' old arena was. So I would be there a lot when I'm covering Warriors games. And, yeah, it really is a dump. It is
it's a dump.
So outdated, it's ridiculous. And if they don't build a new stadium – they're going to lose the A's. They've already lost. The Warriors moved across the water to San Francisco.
And there's
the
a
Raiders,
difference.
Of course.
You know how it is, Chris,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
There's a difference. They're in San Francisco. They're not in Oakland anymore.
I'll give the Oakland and the Warriors fans this. When they were in Oakland, even before they got Steph and before they were good, I remember when they weren't very good. You know, they had a few decent players, but their fans were awesome. Awesome. And when they got Steph and all those guys and they start winning championships, it was a tremendous atmosphere. And you knew it. Everybody knew it wouldn't be the same in a new place. And it's not. because obviously it's a different arena, but also it's a different fan base now. It really is. It's wealthier people from Silicon Valley and all that, and it's just the common man who was at the games before, very few of them left, Rob.
Right. They can't get in. They can't get in, Chris. And
so Oakland could be without a pro franchise in very short order.
And can we say this? Because we've talked about it. That used to be a proud sports city. The Raiders won championships. The Oakland A's of the 70s, Chris, won 3 straight World Series. Right?
Went to 3 straight in the 90s. Won 1.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it has been a great sports town, and they could be barren. I mean, that's where it's headed as things turn here. But you know what? If they don't get a new stadium, Chris, I can't be mad at the A's. They have a good team, and people don't show up.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I agree. They got to go if they can't draw fans. Keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.